Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey.
Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
All right, whenever y'all want to do whatever you're going to do, do it.
You're going to the open or what?
I can't necessarily, you can't hear it anyway. So open's going now, Brad Steiner, Barry, and now the show is on. Go.
Wow.
What?
I don't know what that was.
It's going to stay.
What
actually.
Was that?
That was, I don't know what that was. But, you know, this
is that going to live with us for the rest of our lives?
This is the man who nearly choked himself to death with his own headphones.
The man put on headphones and legitimately tried to strangle himself and hang him from a tree behind guest camping.
At Stone on Air, by the way. At Stone on Air.
Yeah, well, there's not going to be a Stone on Air anymore because you just hung yourself. You're done.
He died from his own headphones.
Which would be the greatest thing that's ever happened to Bonnaroo is Brian Stone saying goodbye to us all. Right.
Hanged by his own headphones.
Right here at Camp Nut Butter. So welcome to day. What day is this? Are we day three? Is it day three of Bonnaroo?
Yeah. All
right, so we did Wednesday night and no skunk sightings. Then we said a Thursday. Then we Friday night last night, and we'll go through each one individually, I guess.
But apparently our skunk is back and actually got somebody last night.
It got somebody?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I mean, wait, are we talking about the same thing? I'm talking about a girl that Brian slept with. So.
Dang. It's pick on Brian day.
Yeah.
We've gone all week. Been kind of nice to Brian. So.
Yeah, Brian was smashing the nabes, basically the skunk nabes.
All right. That's enough out of you, all right?
What's that?
No,
enough out of you.
Okay.
I actually did have a skunk,
skunk
incident
sighting?
Last night, yeah.
So
a sighting, an actual, I think,
we talk
spray.
All the time. We said this before, but we talk all the time about how there's never a bug. Never a bug. I mean, you might see a dragonfly, you might see a moth here and there.
Right.
But last year we saw a skunk, and we saw it again this year, apparently.
It's back, yeah.
Wow.
He's back. Yeah.
A whole family of them.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if it's
maybe
the same
they're just
one
big Post Malone fans.
We
who knows?
Didn't introduce himself, so I don't know if it's
really
the same
didn't
one.
Get
or
the same?
Not.
So, what was your thoughts on Thursday? You walk in, you see all the changes, everything that's moved around and rearranged. What'd you think?
Yeah, I keep going round and round. Some of it I liked a lot. Obviously, there's heightened security because of the two bombs that they found
canine
in Manchester.
Canine dogs everywhere.
Canine dogs in Centeru. Bomb dogs. They're not drug dogs, which seems weird because this is Bonnaroo.
Right.
But if that's
a drug dog, he's the worst drug dog in the history of mankind. That dog needs to be fired immediately.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Yeah, he's
needs
to be retrained.
They've chosen the only moot dog. In the
That's
entire
a great
world.
Point. But I think most people feel like they're glad to see the dogs because of the security thing.
It makes you feel a lot better. There was some wonkiness on Wednesday, huh?
Yeah, we had rain. We had, what, 5 inches over the weekend.
But wasn't there, like, some weird, like, security things that are happening in and around Manchester at the time?
Well, they found two bombs in Manchester, like,
were
Monday.
They real? Yeah. It was a real thing?
Yeah, yeah, pipe bombs.
Oh, my God.
In Manchester.
Oh, so my God.
And that was after the threat, you know, the online threat last 2 weeks ago.
Which, that sounded nuts. I mean, that person just didn't sound rational, but this is insane that it was an actual thing.
Right, and at the time that I read it, they didn't think the pipe bombs have anything to do with Bonnaroo. They just happened to be in Manchester.
Which is such a hotbed of terror activity.
Well, there's not a lot to do around here every other day of the year, right?
Yeah, that could have been just for fun. A couple of guys having a good time. Let's see if we can make a pipe bomb.
It might have been just meth. Let's be honest.
Could have been
meth-related. So you talked to the sheriff, though. Has he said anything about it?
They didn't. I talked to the his information guy, Chief Butler, just today, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Everything... And from their point of view, is normal. I think he told me 10 arrests. And this was kind of funny, actually. 10 arrests and 125 citations.
That's over 3 days?
Yes.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yes. And I said, what?
Is that
what
normal?
Causes something to rise to, you know, go from citation to arrest? And he said, the amount of drugs and attitude.
My dude. Yeah. I got plenty of the latter.
I laughed and I said, yeah, that's usually about it. And then he just said, yeah, that's right.
Attitude. Plenty of drugs and attitude.
Attitude.
The name of my indie band, by the way. Plenty of drugs and attitude.
Don't come after the cop with an attitude.
All right. So is that number normal? Is that
right. No,
really?
There have been no injuries. Serious. I mean, there have been health issues, but no deaths, no injury, you know, major injuries, that sort of thing. As of. What are we? I don't even know what day we're at.
I was going to say, what day is it?
Is this Saturday?
Saturday afternoon?
I saw so many rookie mistakes on Thursday.
Sure.
So many rookie mistakes. We said it over and over and over. You don't get trashed on Thursday.
The weather was too nice.
It was too nice.
That made people forget all the easy rules.
It makes them forget some of that, but it's helped with the dehydration issues, which are normally what we have.
Well,
here.
I had a girl pass out on my leg.
Yeah.
I mean, she literally passed out on me.
And our friend Nick, it was a bloodletting everywhere he went, apparently.
Yeah, every time he walked by somebody bird boxed themselves. It just fell straight to the ground, done.
We're talking about him like he's not sitting right there.
He's denying he had anything to do with it.
Okay, so then... And then we're standing next to this woman, and he's next to her, too, and she just falls down to the ground.
There's a face
plant. Then what did I do? I was a Mariah Carey hero.
Saved a life.
Hit hero.
Saved a life.
Hit hero. The song. No, nothing? We got nothing?
Huh?
Terrible production. Terrible producer.
Huh? What's going on?
Yeah. I want you to play Mariah Carey Hero, because that's what I was
he
on
saved
Thursday.
A life.
I saved a life.
Hey, sorry, I can't play music on the fly at our podcast studio in the middle of the woods.
There is nothing more... I can't imagine. I feel horrible for anybody who has to go through this. But this girl who had to wake up the next day had to wake up with the realization that she went face first into a mud pit on this stage.
Yeah.
In this tent. That's got to be a horrifying feeling. And we picked her up out of the mud, you know, shook some of the mud off and had her sit up for a second. And then when she finally came, she was wide-eyed, too. You click her back into action, and she's there.
Nick makes a good point. He thinks that she had to deal with it that day.
Yeah, well.
He's not sure she waited.
I don't know. But then, well, maybe or maybe not. Or you could be like Lord Taco and show up and then all of a sudden be here for 12 hours and then want to take a 20-hour nap.
He did take a – we should talk about this camp. What about our camp this year?
What about it?
It's pretty sweet, don't you think?
Is it? There are a lot of people here I don't know.
Well, yeah, that happens every year.
A lot of them that are not invited, too.
That happens every year. But we have a lot of real estate. Just for example, right now, we have what?
We've added some things. So we added
Lord Taco's
Volkswagen bus, and now we have a hair salon.
Yeah. We have a hair salon.
Yeah,
we've had crimping going on. We got weaves getting done. You think I'm kidding. I'm not.
Yeah, apparently I'm getting my hair crimped by Doyle here.
You're putting gold on your body?
It's and all of this is happening to Brad too. I should say.
I'm sorry.
The weaves, the hair crimping, the
it's all for
the
me?
Makeup. It's all happening to Brad right now as
we
speak.
Yes, I'm feeling like a princess today.
You feel special.
I feel so good. Who's doing my toenails? Someone. Barry, are yours?
We got you somebody go. Working.
Give
on
my toenails.
Later. Don't touch me with those.
Okay. All right. So, who are your highlights on Thursday?
Thursday was Peach Pit for sure.
Kids, babies. They're teen time. By the way, they're camping about 20 yards away from us. They are babies.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to go by and say hi.
I know. You'd find the group that are too young to drink. Because that's who they are. They are babies.
So they're probably hanging out with the AJR crew a little bit.
Then. The AJR was yesterday, right? That was a great show.
So you like Peach Pit. Did you do Caroline Rose?
Didn't do Caroline Rose.
Did Donna Missile? By the way, her name is Missile and not Missile. We've been saying this wrong this entire time.
I know. Sorry, Donna.
Yeah.
She was good. Donna Missile. I liked her. You didn't like her as much. Oh, too much talking. But I didn't see all that. Oh, I only saw the singing.
I don't want to go to, I don't want to, like, insult a show while we're at Bonnaroo. It's almost like if you're the president insulting the country when you're all overseas. Like, I don't want to get too far into, like, this show was terrible, but if there's a few at the top of my list of things that I don't ever want to see again.
Well, my thought from Thursday is we hyped up Thursday as being the greatest day. And
It was a total snooze fest.
It was, I don't know, not for me, a total, but it wasn't what I had hoped it would be.
So we were so excited about Grand Ole Opry, and I'll say this. I'm sure that there were moments that really got really well. They got really good. And I'm sure that Cash did a great job with the Old Crow stuff, especially the highlights that I saw at the end were terrific. I wish that I had stayed.
Right.
But I just couldn't keep watching TV.
It was, yeah, it was a little, well, it was like watching radio, actually, which is what they were doing. So, you know.
They were doing an old-fashioned radio
show. They were actually doing Grand Ole Opry. It was broadcast live.
And then you're going to have to explain to me, like, this Riders in the Sky thing, I know people like it, but, I get who they are and why it's a thing, but one of the guys was literally trying to play an instrument out of his mouth hole. He was just, boop, 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 like,
well,
he was slapping his face.
That was part of his Slim Shady rap. His name is Slim.
Okay.
Did you not get that?
I mean,
he's the real
it.
Slim. I thought it was kind of funny. I thought it was a one-time only funny. I wouldn't do it again.
Okay.
But for Bonnaroo, I thought it made sense.
All right. And so our boys, Drax Project canceled. So we
we've had a double hit.
Yeah. Boy, if you come to the What podcast, you are done. It's not the what, it's the done.
It's the your career over.
You will cancel immediately. So Drax Project canceled. And
DeLacy.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm really supposed to say this, but who knows. There's apparently a lot of costs that go into coming to Bonnaroo if you're a smaller artist like this. And sometimes you just can't afford it.
Yeah, that's maybe something we need to look in a little deeper. The whole pay-to-play thing is a big issue in the entire industry.
So we saw Grand Ole Opry. And then we got to All Them Witches. A lot of people liked All Them Witches. I didn't spend any time with it. Not even a walk by. And then Rolling Blackouts, I thought, were absolutely unbelievable.
They were terrific. They were really, really good.
They just have this thing where I don't really know how to pigeonhole them. I don't know where to put them, but I know I'm getting just insane craftsmanship. Even as sloppy as it comes across sometimes.
I think Nick and I were talking about it while it was happening. It's just the way they layer those guitars. The drums are so simple.
Oh my God,
the drummer just gets in a pocket, and the bass player stays with him, and then the guitar player is just layer upon layer upon layer. I think it has sort of that 90s post-punk kind of thing to it that I like quite a bit.
And then, of course, you have the Plaza shows.
Then I went to bed.
We've got a local Chattanoogan kid who is plays for Three Star Revival who did the Plaza show. I heard that was a lot of fun. And then you go to Magic City Hippies and Comets Coming, and this is one of the big sort of problems in most people's lineups. And when you start on Thursday, you look at all of a sudden Comets Coming, Magic City Hippies, and they were essentially it's a draw. Which one are you going to pull?
Right.
You're going to flip a coin and go to who?
Well, I made a rookie mistake, stayed up way too late on Wednesday, so I was asleep by that point. And I'm glad of it.
Had a hard Wednesday night?
It wasn't hit it hard. It wasn't that. It was just stayed up so late and then got up early, which was stupid.
It wasn't that late. We were not up that late on Wednesday. How late were we up on Wednesday?
You keep saying 2:30. It was 4.
Peanut Gallery. Well, how late were you up on Wednesday?
4.
We weren't up that late.
4.
It was 4? No way. It was 4 last night.
You guys keep saying that. It was 4.
Oh, man. Boy. We made this happen till 4 a.m. on Wednesday
night. Yeah, it crushed me. It killed me.
We blew it out at 4 a.m.? This is unbelievable.
I was there.
I was on the rail.
I'm explaining why my Thursday went so early.
It's because he was out till 4 a.m. apparently, and when we say out, we mean two camps down.
Two camps down. Might as well been.
Wednesday feels right, so like Thursday, a week ago. Feels like a week ago.
Yeah, it does. That's a good point.
All right, so Thursday comes and goes. We did Saba again. I'm not going to criticize an artist on the camera.
Except that you are.
I'm not saying a word. All right, and then Friday. Let me just say this. Also, my picks have not held up so much this year. I have gone about 1 for 5 so far.
That's fair. That's fair. That's big of you to admit. Yeah, Brian, you going to let that go?
All right, good old
in about 25%. 3 days from now, we'll be like, damn it, I should have said that right then.
All right, and then we go to a
jerk store.
We go to Friday, and we started our day with Terry Glazer again. Boy, Brad is now 1 for 6. 1 for 6. The numbers just keep getting worse.
Well, I didn't go to that one. Wasn't very good, huh?
Man. Okay. We missed up on Mansoor Perrine, which is one of your picks, Rival Sons.
Right, right.
We still don't know who they are, but apparently they're huge. One of our campmates was obsessed with Rival Sons. I knew that's how this was. I don't know who they are, but I know they're a thing, and I don't know what thing it
right,
is.
Right, right.
All right, then you did Parquet Courts. What did you think about your first Parquet Courts?
I didn't go. Okay. I think
glad
I was.
No,
what was I? What was I doing yesterday?
I don't know what you were doing, but Parquet Courts is a show, and I've said this
on
the
working.
Show before.
I think I was in the. I think I was in the media area listening to AJR's press conference and writing a story.
Right. Well, Parquet Court just keeps getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
And I mean, for guys that have been doing this for 15, 20 years with the same guys, I don't know how it just keeps getting better, but it just does.
Well, that's what
I
happened.
Don't know how, but they just keep getting tighter. The sets keep getting better. Oh, it was, damn, I've seen 6, 7 Parquet Court show now. This was the best one I've ever seen. Just keeps getting better. Everyone gets topped from the last.
Well, I'm good for them. We pass by AJR yet?
AJR's next.
Okay.
What'd you think?
That's an interesting one.
Kids. Babies.
I happened to be with one of our campmates, Chrissy. We were watching that show, and we were overwhelmed at the size of it.
Unbelievable.
My God, it was huge. Which stage was packed off
they
from front to
the
back.
They played the running of the Chihuahuas in Chattanooga, Tennessee in front of 200 people, not 4 years
and
ago.
And it was a terrific show, and the way they introed their hit I thought was absolutely genius.
What'd you think?
The burning down the house. They came out and started and burned the house down, and they came out and said, we're going to give you a little sample of how we create a song. And they got the little drum thing, and they started doon, doon, doon.
I didn't
give me
see
a little
this.
More griddle to that. Give me a little more gristle to that.
Okay.
And he changed it. And then he added, let's add a little guitar. Dun, 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 dun. And then they added, let's try a clarinet, I think.
Stop it.
And that didn't work. And he's like, no, try a horn. And then the horn player there started with the bam, 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 bam. And the place went absolutely nuts. It was so clever and so simple.
That's really neat.
Yeah. But here's the question that we had. They were basically playing to tracks. And I didn't know how I felt about that.
Really?
Yeah, the drummer was playing live and the singer, Adam, was singing. But
there's a lot of noise coming.
There was a lot coming out of those speakers that wasn't being produced on stage.
Huh.
And it sounded good, and it was a terrific show, but we were kind of like,
I don't know. Wait a second. I don't know why that. When did that start bothering you? That's 75%.
It's always bothered
me. That's 75% of every act out here right
now. That's an old thing school with me. I don't like tracks. I want to see live.
Well, if you.
To my point, Charles Gambino, just a few hours later, did it all live, and he crushed it.
I can't. I'm going to cut this. I'm going to cut this close because I don't want to get into this conversation right now. But
yeah. No, about it.
No, the next one. I don't know what to say about Childish Gambino.
Yeah, you were a little bit overwhelmed.
I've had a moment, and I don't know what to do with this moment. I really don't. And it was so good. It was so unbelievably good that I had, when we were walking back with the ladies, they were just talking. And Bradley looked over at me. She's like, I mean, do you have anything to say? I said, bro, I just got to think about this for a minute.
You had your same moment your buddy did after the McCartney show. I just can't talk.
I don't
I
have
can't
anything
speak.
To say. It was
it's
unbelievable
too much.
On every level.
Yeah, it was good.
It was beyond anything that I thought it could have been. Even watching the show from Coachella, I knew it was going to be good. I didn't know it was going to take me in a completely different place with songs that I don't even know.
Right.
And it took 30 minutes for me to turn around and realize that he had played a song at that point.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, he's been playing this whole time. I'm just so entranced by everything that's happening. And he is damn near one of the most, like, grab you and pull you onto stage performers I've ever seen.
Yeah, the way
I've
he held seen. The audience, and he did it for people who haven't seen it, or, you know, it's just him on stage, basically. Yeah, these cool props, these giant, what would you
these
say,
screens,
seven by seven square screens, and there were probably eight of them, and they rolled and turned, and they created a black wall, and they had lights, and the smoke came out of them. And then him in a pair of cotton pants, like, look, not sweatpants, but similar,
right.
No shirt. And that was it.
It's like something you wear on the beach.
Exactly.
Like beach wear.
And just his, to hear you talking about it last night, I kept thinking David Bowie always had that sort of reputation where every single move was choreographed. There was nothing, no wasted finger move, hip move, nothing. But, of course, Bowie had, you know, other production around him. This
was simple, meticulous.
David Byrne a lot like that.
David Byrne, that's a great. That's probably a better.
Every step is absolutely calculated.
That's a great. Stop making sense. That's
but see,
very
when
similar.
You watch David Byrne be calculated, you know it's David Byrne being calculated. I never got that from Gambino last night. Like, it feels so improv. It feels like it's off the cuff. It feels fun. It feels all moving. Like, he's just going with it. It feels so much more organic than that.
If you felt that, okay.
Oh,
I'm not disagreeing.
God, I felt everything last night.
I'm not disagreeing, but I mean, the way all the staging and the people around him, it was practiced. It was not a.
It was practiced, but like, even his dance moves, right? I know he's got that act perfected. He knows exactly where he's moving.
Yeah, okay. We're saying the same thing then.
It didn't feel
ABC. It felt very, very natural. I'll agree with that, but it was pretty terrific.
Oh, God, I just can't. I can't
so
stop
simple.
Thinking about it. I can't stop thinking about it. I'll think about every moment, and this is going to be one of those shows that I love so much, an artist that I love so much, songs that I've never heard really before because I never really listened to much Gambino.
Right.
And this is going to be one of those things afterwards, I still probably won't ever listen. I mean, I might listen every now and then.
The show was part of it.
This is great, but this is like, it's just a live thing. Like, you can't.
I agree with that.
I don't know if it's transcribable everywhere because I've listened to the albums. I'm like, okay. And nothing really attaches to me.
I agree with that. And by the way, I was there. I was on the rails.
Bro, I was there and I was on the rail. I saw Solange's sound check, and guess what? That was exactly the same show. So I
good for you.
I hope somebody liked it.
Good for you.
I didn't see it.
Our campmate, Jonathan Sussman, blown away by
it. Yep, so. I liked Beach House a lot. Beach House, talk about a show that just keeps getting better. I didn't know if it was going to work in this space, in this time, especially being so sleepy at 1:30 in the or 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night. I didn't know if it was going to work in that space, but boy, it was great.
Well, the one of the two too many fish sets that are going to be here this year was another Boar Fest, just let everybody know. Unless you're a super fish fan.
I heard that from a couple.
Right, unless you're a super fish fan, that was a damn Boar Fest, and I know a lot of fish music.
But
a lot.
But hang on, don't get too crazy. Super fish fans are two-thirds of the audience. Two-thirds of the crowd.
Well, we can argue about that all day long. I don't know if that's true or
not.
Yeah,
I could argue it, too, based on watching those kids run to the EDM stuff.
Also, there was nobody out there.
Wasn't it?
Well,
is that right?
Let me back it up. That nobody is too absolute. But it was really, really, really a lot of space. And it was great. I mean, it sounded good. They're an incredible band. They really went deep on some stuff last night. I have a feeling Sunday is going to be a little bit more of the here's the
stuff.
There's nothing else going on. And the Fringe fan, like, here's the stuff that
we'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there too.
How'd you feel about the Super Jam?
Meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah.
I thought Diva Mahal killed it. She was great.
I would have loved to see her, but I took a nap in the field.
Yeah, you passed.
I was long gone by then.
May I say, in the first time in my Bonnaroo history, my Bonnaroo career, I fell asleep in the field for the first time in 15 years.
You've never taken a nap under a tree?
I guess I shouldn't be shocked.
I was close, man. If I didn't have a chin, my head would have rolled down.
Yep, laid right there on the leg.
I was close.
Right there on the lady's leg.
And then we got up and a little girl talk. I don't know how we got you to girl talk, but we did.
Well, I had taken a nap, so I was well rested. which was fun. It was really fun. We were on the outskirts. I mean, we couldn't get up in it.
It wasn't correct. Yeah, exactly, because we stayed in the back, and it probably would have been a different show if we were up close, but it was still fun.
And Barry needed a chair.
Barry needed a chair. Old man issues.
About 150 yards away from the
one
stage.
Of our campmate, Tara, was. She disappeared. I was like, where'd she go? And she came walking up with a chair.
Dad.
I was like, all right, I am now officially the old guy. But I needed it, and I appreciated it.
Are you guys worried about Dad's hip? Is it okay?
All right. I couldn't bring the walker in. They wouldn't let me.
All right, so coming up the rest of the weekend, Your big thing that you're looking for the next 2 days?
John Prine still today. Yeah, okay. John Prine, Casey Musgraves today, right? Okay. Who is tonight? Who's the...
Post Malone and the National?
Odessa. The National, yeah, for sure.
And then somebody I've been meaning to talk to us or talk to you about and talk on the show, Claro, who I'm obsessed with. Claro, I love her so much, and she is flying up festival lineup. So the Bonnaroo lineup announced in January.
Sweet.
She's way down it, right? Man, they brought out the ACL Fest. I can't remember what festival lineup it was, but she's on the third line of a sudden.
Well, Republican Hair, that's one of those small bands, the Nashville bands that I wanted to go check out, but that's opposite the National, so.
Yeah, we're not going to give you
not going to make it.
All right, there you go. By the way, if you haven't listened, go back and listen to the Beer Fest podcast.
Terrific.
Because
that was
the
awesome.
Red Aru guys were so much fun, dude.
That was
so
great.
Much fun.
That was great, and we got to hear from all of our, I don't know what you want to call them. What do you say? Like a Reddit reunion.
Yeah.
Bonnaroovian.
Like I feel
Rubus.
Like I was swimming in a real life subreddit. there was like, I wish their handles were just over their heads.
They were. Yeah, that would have been funny. Yeah. Name tags.
All right, day two and the 1, 2, and 3, I guess, for us down in the books. So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey. How y'all feeling?
Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.